Now we come to chapter 3. And when we come to chapter 3, we find that this man adopts a certain philosophy of life. And it's known as fatalism. This was common among the Greeks later on. It's been common among pagans. Buddhism is a fatalistic system. Platonism was. And we find that today that there's certain cults, I won't call them by name, that actually it's fatalism. You gather sometimes the impression that they have a glorious faith in God, but it's fatalism, actually, and not really faith in God. And we find now in chapter 3 that we have here this system, seeking satisfaction in fatalism. Now, if you want to see fatalism at work today, and I've seen this now several times, Friday afternoon, I now bring many conferences to a conclusion on Thursday night rather than go through Friday night, since it's become what actually Saturday night used to be in my day as a boy. And I get on a plane in some city, and I find myself on a plane that's almost totally 100% male. Who are they? Well, they are married men, for the most part, that are salesmen, or they are representatives of certain companies in certain place. Their families live here in Southern California. And every Friday, they get on a plane to come home. You look at those men there, most of them are tired. They show the effect of a week's work upon their faces. Many of them that are carrying briefcases will open them up and begin to probably work out a final report to hand in at the office when they get in, if they get in time, or they'll probably put it in the mail when they get home, and it'll be there for the president of the company to see on Monday. And there is, in that group, they take their drinks, they have their cocktails, they begin to laugh. It's the liquor that's laughing, of course. And you sense this, and every now and then, if I sit by one of them and there's an exchange of conversation, of viewpoints, I find out that they all have a fatalistic viewpoint of life. I came home on a plane that we went through some very rough weather, and the man next to me looked like he was not frightened at all. And I said to him, I said, "You didn't seem to be frightened when we went through that bad weather." "No," he says, "no use being frightened." He says, "What's going to be will be. You can't change it. And if it's time for your number to come up, it'll come up. So there's nothing you can do about it." And there he sat, gritted his teeth with a philosophy of life today that's very popular. It's called many things, but the name of it is fatalism. A fatalistic viewpoint of life. A great many people face life like that. They get bruised and hurt. They get in a bad spot, and they turn it off. And they turn life off by saying, "Well, this just is something that was coming. My number came up." Well, that's not the solution at all to the problems of life. Now, we're going to see that this man adopted that type of viewpoint, and it didn't work for Solomon. And by the way, it won't work for you either.